Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Haney. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And the expectations are that everyone who's healthy will be in attendance, which means it'll be the first time we'll see Lamar Jackson on the field since the first day of OTAs. Yep. And I could be wrong. No clue. I'm guessing the first time he'll talk to the media since they lost to the Bills 6 months ago in the AFC divisional round. So as Lamar, we think, hits the podium. I mean, if you got the first question to Lamar 6 months later, do you ask him about the playoff game? Do you ask him about the offseason? I'm sure the contract renegotiation stuff.
Well, I think that'll be
will be brought up, and you know he's going to fret a stare around that thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be definitely the contract will be the first thing brought up, and then probably what he's been doing in the offseason. I think, it's so long ago, you know, the playoff game. I mean, you know, what's... You know, I mean, if I'm Lamar, I'm like, hey, I'm looking forward.
Other than, hey, you keep falling short in the playoff. What do you have to do to get over that hump? And I could swear last week at Camden Yards, and it was one of the OTA days. I think it was the last day. It was the Thursday, I believe, that John Harbaugh canceled that last practice. So I'm walking, full disclosure, I'll go to Manzo's, used to be Hyder, but Manzo's press conference. Then I'll get up, turn right, walk around. It's my exercise for the day before I go pound beers and pickles. So I'll walk around the stadium, like a do a once over, and I'm walking through the bowels of Camden Yard. Before I got to Utah Street, this dude's walking towards me. Granted, I don't see all that great anymore. You know, it is what it is. And I'm to myself, because, you know, I do talk to myself from time to time, but I wasn't talking out loud, I don't think. This guy looks like Lamar Jackson. And he's coming at me. I'm like, this dude looks like Lamar Jackson. And I'm like, is he pulling a, you know, I'm covert, put on the fake mustache and all this, and he's just kind of there, because he's looking at me and I'm looking at him. I'm like, nah, couldn't be Lamar Jackson. He's not even here in town. But maybe, just maybe, Lamar was at Camden Yard seeing if anyone noticed him when he was walking around the stadium. And there's one guy that may have. But anyway, Lamar expected to be there, and he's expected to meet with the media. But let's talk about some of the guys that have been there, and unfortunately a guy that's not right now, Bo Braid. And Look, that number three safety spot's up for grabs with Ardarius Washington probably out for the year with the Achilles. So the injury to Bo Braid is what, John Harbaugh?
Yeah, we had minor things like Bo had a minor ankle. I think Uzi had a minor ankle, stuff like that. Yeah, nothing serious.
So nothing serious, but not expected to be there at Mark, right?
I hope he is, Bob, but I don't expect him to be there. I think Sanusi Kane, I think it's his job. I think, you know, he's kind of stepped up. He's made some plays, and he's real good on team. So is Bo. But I would think that the third safety is probably definitely going to be Kane. I like what I've seen thus far.
Do they, at this time, need to go outside the organization, or are they happy with the depth, assuming Bo Braid's injury isn't as serious as maybe we thought it was going to be?
They may possibly, I think they'll give their young guys at least maybe through Redskins camp or when they practice with the Redskins. It is going to be down in Washington, Bob. I did find that out, which sucks. So maybe they give them through that, and then, well, we need a veteran type thing. So I would think that they'll just hang with it right now, and that's going to be one of the big things at camp, Bob, is because, you know, I mean, when you're looking at the secondary, you've got the number one offense you're going against, which is a good barometer. You know, how does Tampa look? How does, you know, Kone look? How do all these guys look back there, Armour Davis and all these guys? It'll be a good gauge.
Here's John Harbaugh talking about a guy that's not, I don't think, fighting for a roster spot, but could be trying to impress upon Zach Ward, Chuck Smith, that he deserves maybe significant minutes as the season goes on, and that's Adeez Isaac.
Yeah, he looks good. He's been in the weight room. He lost weight, got kind of trimmed up, and did a lot of movement stuff. And then he came back. He started putting it back on the muscle mass a little bit. So he's about probably where you want him now, and moving really well. Really doing a good job in practice. He looks good to me. So it'll be time after this mini camp to see him in pads and all that and see how he does. But I expect him to play really well. I mean, he's talented, and he looks good at this point.
I think the biggest thing with Adeez Isaac, I mean, he doesn't jump out at you because he doesn't have any elite traits. His, like at Penn State, what he did so well, Bob, was he chased, you know, relentless, you know, because he had the Maryland kid on the other side rushing the passer.
Oh, Chop Robinson.
Chop Robinson, who is a burner, you know, I mean, bend that corner. So, I mean, he would get a lot of, you know, extra sacks and stuff because of Chop. We're not going to be able to tell with those guys till we see them one-on-one with the pads on and stuff. Take off, get off, all those types of things. But, you know, just because, like, jumping out at you, you know, I see some stuff Mike Green does that you like, his get off and stuff. Adisa got to pick it up a little bit for me right now just watching him out there.
News from the Nats. We'll talk more Ravens, hear more from John Harbaugh coming up around 12:45. Start looking at these battles for the few spots that are open as mini camp starts tomorrow. It is mandatory, but when we come back, let's count some dough. How about a little buy or sell on this Monday? And then Bob Nightingale, USA Today, future Hall of Fame baseball writer, talking about the Major League Baseball landscape. We're in the middle of June. Orioles have played 70 games already. Still 10 games below 500, but play much better now than they were, say, a month ago. So we'll talk to Bob about that. Bill Bender, Sporting News, going to have some NFL lunch with him. American League East report at 1:15. A lot of sweeps in the division. Either got swept or you swept, and the Orioles, fortunately, were one of the teams.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
That swept.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Orioles in Tampa tonight, taking on the Rays. Started a four-game set. Ravens to have mandatory minicamp. Starts tomorrow at 2 o'clock. One winning drive. NBA Finals resume tonight. Stanley Cup Finals resume tomorrow. Just had the U.S. Open. Tons going on in the world of sports. But right now, let's count some dough by yourself.
All right. We're making some money today. The Dow's up 396. The S&P's up 64. NASDAQ is up 303. DraftKings up $1.16. Under Armour's the only red I see, down a penny.
All right, let's get things started with the NBA Finals tonight. Game 5 taking place between the Thunder and Pacers. So far this series, very back and forth, but on an individual level, Aaron Wiggins in particular, also kind of a mixed bag for him. He had a really nice Game 2, 18-point performance, but that was sandwiched between performances of just 3 points, 0 points, and 1 point, where he's usually only getting 8 to 10 minutes a night. But that game two outlier, where he did get quite a bit of playing time, he made a count. 5 threes made, again, 18 points was huge in Oklahoma City, punching back in game two. Buy or sell, Bob, Wiggins has another double-digit performance in him before the series concludes.
I'll buy that. And the minutes were spotty in the Western Conference Finals as well. I mean, he had a breakout season for them. He's an integral part of what they accomplished during the regular season and had his playoff moments, Nolan, as you said. I mean, the minutes get tighter, man. in the finals. And, you know, he could play D. I mean, he brings a little bit of everything to the equation. I think it all depends on if he comes out, bangs his first two threes, then kind of gets into that streaky shooter mode. But go ahead, I'll buy it, Nolan. That, let's see, 10 points combined or in a game? Double. I'll buy that. He'll do it. Let's go Terps. Get that ring.
Over to the NFL, Diontae Johnson, based on the way he played in 2024, or didn't play, I think would be the better way to put it. You might be surprised to learn that he actually found a new home this offseason. Signed with the Browns, league minimum for 1 year, and he says that was the only team that even gave him a ring, which isn't a surprise at all. Four different teams he played for last year, including the Ravens, but refused to enter that game against Philadelphia. That was the beginning of the end for him. Went to Houston, had gripes with his usage there as well. And now, as he puts it, quote, "It's just 1 year. I had five great seasons in Pittsburgh. I had 1 year. That doesn't define me as a player." So he wants to move on. We'll see what happens. Buy or sell, Vinny. Johnson will surpass the 357 total yards he posted in his well-traveled 2024 season.
I'm going to sell it, Nolan. I think that, you know, they're going to want to run the ball more. They're going to want to do play action pass. And they're going to want to play the rookie quarterback. He'll be bitching and complaining before it's all said and done.
Yeah, and what exactly does he consider a great season? I don't think he's ever had a great season.
Compared to last year. He was
Jerry Rice compared to last year.
And Flacco loves to throw to the tight ends.
It's true as well. I'll go back to baseball here, or over to baseball, rather. Paul Skeens, he's lived up to that Cy Young expectations that have surrounded him, but I guess his teammates didn't get the memo. Friday, the latest example of him pitching very, very well, only to be let down with no run support. 1.78 ERA, that's really good. Not best in the NL, but it's up there. His 96 innings pitched, that is best in the National League, but it all comes with a 4-6 record, which really should almost be impossible with how well he's pitching. Kind of reminds you of Jacob deGrom when he won Cy Young in 2018, though he did finish just barely above 500 that year, 10-9. Overall, there's only been one Cy Young winner to finish with a losing record, but that was Eric Gagne, a reliever, in 2003. Buy or sell, Bob, Skeens will become the first starting pitcher to win the award with a losing record.
Nah, I'm selling that. I mean, he also is, I believe, is tied for the major league lead in quality starts, too. Skeens, he gets no run support, but they're in last place. And yeah, the guy from the Mets, I believe, leads the majors with the lowest earned run average. Maeda, I believe, is that who? I mean, don't make me think, Nolan. But Skeens, great, yes. Pirates have already shot. No, we're not trading him. Pump the brakes on that. But Cy Young, losing record, last place team, nah.
Let's see. Over to the NFL again. A lot of players around the league adjusting their weight. Just here in Baltimore, we've talked about a few players that have tacked on a few pounds to bulk up. But out in Kansas City, for Travis Kelce, it's more about slimming down. He says he's lost 25 pounds after playing 2024 a little bit heavier than he probably did in his previous years. The results were career lows in many categories. Just 823 yards, only 3 touchdowns in 16 games, but Mahomes was still looking his direction. The targets and receptions were still there. Had 97, so he just couldn't turn it into what he used to. Buy or sell, though, a return to form could be as simple as a drop in weight for Kelce.
25 pounds is a lot, and he looked slower, heavier, like, you know, he had a little jiggle, you know, with him. I think he's knows this is going to be his last year. He wants to be in the best shape, and he knows he didn't have a great year last year. So, and I know, and I'm guessing that he figured, yeah, I was a fat ass last year. You know, I needs to lose weight, wants to be quicker, kind of like Lamar did. I think you'll have a good year this year.
And our last topic today, things did not end well for the Clippers this season, a first-round exit. But along the way, probably got a lot more out of Kawhi and James Harden than anticipated. Together, when they were together briefly, looked like their prime selves at times, and Harden in particular, well, he enjoyed one of his better seasons in quite a while, and it comes at a great time for him. He has a player option for this upcoming season. Expectations are he'll decline it, try to aim higher than the $36 million he would have been owed. Now, CBS Sports, they're speculating that LA will make a strong push to keep him, but an ideal contract length would be short-term and line up with Kawhi's current deal that expires in 2027. Bob, are you buying or selling that Harden would be willing to re-sign with the Clippers for just 2 years?
I'm going to buy that because ESPN wrote the same thing. Nolan, he's going to be 37 years old, believe it or not.
Wow.
In his best season in 5 years. And he played in 79 games. There was no James Harden drama. It was like a weekly thing with him before he settled in L.A. I think he and Kawhi and the Clippers are going to try to put it together and run it to make a serious challenge to the Thunder and the rest in the Western Conference. So I think he'll take the shorter-term deal, which will still be worth millions of dollars because he's not prime Harden anymore, but still pretty damn good. By the way, Senga leads the National League in home run average for the Mets at 147. We'll come back, talk to Major League Baseball. Bob Nightingale, USA Today. The Devers trade was huge. Buster Posey, all in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What does Boston get in return, and how does this affect them, at least on the short term? And the Orioles' recent turnaround, should we think of the Orioles the way that we thought of them back in like mid-February? Orioles in Tampa tonight, taking on the Rays, 7:35. Birds swept the Angels. Rays swept the Mets in New York, Pepio for Tampa, Zach Eplin, former Ray for the Orioles. We got you covered. BBT, Jerry's Home Services coming up at 6, Jim Hunter, and of course our own Tim Barbalace. But let's talk about what's happening in MLB. About a month away from the All-Star break, creeping closer, that means, to the trade deadline. Blockbuster yesterday from USA Today. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, future Hall of Fame baseball writer, Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening? Happy belated Father's Day, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You too.
All right, man. Thank you. All right, Devers to San Francisco. And I was telling Vinny and Nolan earlier, I was two TVing it yesterday. Bob had the Orioles and Angels, and then I had the Red Sox and Yankees. Devers goes over the wall, and I'm like, oh, Boston getting five in a row, getting their sea legs. And then about an hour or two later, Devers gets shipped off to San Francisco, where it looks like a decent haul, but the trade... When did this thing start to really percolate? Is this a Buster Posey swinging for the fences? We know what Devers brings. What does Boston get in return here?
Well, Boston doesn't get a whole lot except for salary relief. I mean, it's a nice Harrison's a nice fourth or fifth starter. Hicks has struggled, probably more of a middle reliever now. Got the number one first-round draft pick from a year ago. So really they're sacrificing the present, for the future. We'll see how they spend that $260 million that you stay with Devers. But I think it's just a case like, we're fed up with you. We want you out. And they made it very quiet. I mean, several GMs, I can't believe we were never offered him or never stopped him. It was done in complete secrecy.
Now, Devers goes to San Francisco where, Buster Posey, he's coming all in to get them over the hump in the West. How does this, if it changes the balance of power, Bob, how does it in the National League? And where does he play? Is he going to DH? He's not going to play third with Chapman there. Is he going to be the first baseman, which he was reluctant to do at Fenway? What position is he playing, and how does this change the fortunes of San Francisco?
Yeah, I think what they do is just make him the DH and first baseman. I think, kind of ease him into the first base spot. But you're right. They have Chapman. Chapman's hurt. He'll be out for a month. But they don't want to move him to third. They don't want to move him back to third and then first and do that.
Now, Bob, any other blockbusters? I guess they're going to happen sooner or later, but anything imminent like the one we saw yesterday? What are some of these possible trades percolating under the surface? Or the Orioles, for instance, just moved to win 6 of the wild card. Are we still going to wait another couple of weeks before teams decide one way or another if they're real or they're fake?
I think there's like 22 teams, Bob, that are within 3.5 games. You talk to GMs, they said, don't give up on the Orioles. They're not done. Obviously, they had a soft part of the schedule. They knew we were going to start playing better. But too early to pull the plug. I mean, now you have Boston on the picture. They're going to take a dip here. So I think the Orioles are saying, we're going to ride this thing till the end of July and see whether we can be in the race or not. They don't want to be in no man's land, like teams like the Diamondbacks are. I think they'll wait. We've seen too many things happen before. The Nationals, 2019, Atlanta a few years ago. It's too talented a team to give up on them.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Well, as the Orioles, they're still 10 games under 500 and have been a colossal disappointment. I mean, they already whacked their manager. But getting to the National League, the Braves, beset by injuries, then they got healthier, got hot, reached 500. Now here they are collapsing almost 10 games back the 500 mark themselves. What the hell, Bob, is going on with Atlanta right now?
Yeah, just a lot of guys underachieving. Strider just started to come back, being a Strider of old. Kuna's been good. But yeah, just a ton of injuries. Remember now, they didn't spend any money in the offseason. They got Jerickson Profar for $42 million. Did nothing else, and Profar gets popped for PEDs, so that's just money down the tube. So I think they'll start playing better, and they're not going to rebuild. It's still built, keep on winning. Just probably won't be this year.
Hey, Bob, what are you expecting from Ohtani tonight pitching?
I think he goes one inning, two innings max. I would think one inning, and then he can DH the rest of the game. So really what this is, Bob, this is his rehab assignment. Yeah, they're hoping he can be a regular starter after the All-Star break. So I think he told them, and they agreed, instead of pitching to my own guys, you know, let me give you an inning at a time here and get a better feel for it. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. I don't think he's going to light up the radar gun or anything like that. We'll see how his command is. But, yeah, I think just then we'll see him in another week. So I think before the All-Star break, yeah, we may see him, you know, pitch a total of maybe five or six innings.
Hey, Bob, what do you think? Is Detroit the best team? And at the trade deadline, what do you think that they're going to need to go get?
Yeah, I think right now we're looking at Yankee-Detroit ALCS, but a very good team. I mean, you imagine they got Bregman. They would still need a right. They still have to have a right-hand bat. They still have to have a third baseman if they can. But it's a dangerous team. I think they'll be very aggressive to trade that line. I'm not saying there's a lot of third basemen, you know, roaming around there. You know, maybe get a guy like Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks if he's available. But, yeah, I mean, every time you got a Tarik Skubal, who'll be a free agent a year from now, you better take advantage of him.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Last thing for you, Bob. Kansas City Royals, they've lost six in a row, 8 of 10. They're in fourth place, 11.5 out. They just lost Cole Reagans for God knows how long with a shoulder. Where do they rate right now, Bob, on the disappointment scale this season?
Yeah, I mean, just because they're a small market, you know, you don't throw them in there with, Atlanta and Baltimore, maybe the Diamondbacks. Yeah, it is very disappointing, Bob, and this team is built to win now. And that's where they spent money. They're trying to get a new stadium to go downtown area. So it's not like you can give up the trade deadline and just start dumping guys. But no, they're disappointing. You know, you figured, you know, them and Cleveland, you know, have a realistic chance to get to the postseason, and now they better turn around. They pretty much have too much talent to be playing like this.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, always appreciate the time and the information. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Sure. Take care, Vinny. See you, Bob.
There he is, Bob Nightingale. Everyone will come back. Take your phone calls. Support tab 583-1057. Hear more from John Harbaugh. We got NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Bill Bender from the Sporting News, get his thoughts on the NFL world. Five teams, well, four others aside from the Ravens, mandatory minicamp. This week, the Rams are one of them. Rams right now, kind of a trendy pick, maybe to make a deep run in the playoffs. They'll be in Baltimore during the regular season. American League East report at 1:15, and we'll get caught up with Jacob Calvin-Meyer as the Orioles get ready for a big four-game set, big for June anyway, against the Tampa Bay Rays. I like when he said, talking to GMs throughout the league, said, don't discount the Orioles. And they're showing a pulse. They're not back yet. When you're 10 games under 500, and there's only two teams below you in the wild card standings, you're not back. They're better, as we talked about 2 weeks ago. Back is, hey, you look at the standings, Orioles are one of the playoff teams. They're not going to catch the Yankees. That's not insurmountable. It's a large deficit to overcome, and three teams ahead of you and New York. But the offense, they're healthy. They're productive. Eplin's got to give them a quality start tonight. It would be a strong beginning to a series against a team that's playing great baseball themselves in the Rays to go out there and get the W. So, Bob Nightingale talking to others saying, don't forget about the Orioles just yet. They're not done. They're not back, but they're not done.
Yeah, I don't want to put words in Bob's mouth, but I almost got the impression hearing that it sounds like other teams around the league or other GMs maybe called to Mike Elias and said, hey, you know, we see how things are going for you. When are you thinking about potentially selling? And maybe that's coming directly from them to say, hey, we called about a Ryan O'Hearn. We called about a Cedric Mullins earlier this year, and it was immediately shot down. No way of knowing, but it would line up with how they're playing recently.
Yeah, the next seven games will have a lot to do with whether or not the Orioles are truly creeping back into a playoff scenario, but they did trim 2.5 off the wild card. Granted, we're only talking about it here in the middle of June. A month ago, I'd have figured they'd be 15 out of the wild card, much less the division at this stage. Let's get out to the phone. Sports Tab 583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good day to you all as always.
All right. Thank Happy you. Father's Day, Ed. Belated, of course.
Thank you, sir, and to you all as well. Very brief today, Bob. Orioles' mathematical call today at this juncture 30-40 record, 70 games played, 92 games remaining. 55-37 is bottom line projection record for a miraculous turnaround to possibly squeak in as a wild card entrant. It's 600 ball exactly. Six out of every 10 played must go in the win column for the remaining 92-game duration. It's definitely attainable to do so. The only way possible is not to exceed 37 losses the rest of the way. Last thing today, would not dismantle. It's still salvageable. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy, as always.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call. And, you know, we go back to what Steve Molesky and Nolan was saying on Friday. Orioles are playing these slices of the season, 20-game slices. The road trip, they were 4-2. This homestand, 4-2. This is a 7-gamer. You'll take 4-3. Mm-hmm. You'd love 5-2. Duh, 7-0 would be the best case scenario. You don't want to go 2-5.
That stretch kills you.
Yeah, that's an unacceptable run as you come back home on the eve of July. But it all begins tonight, this next slice. And we'll see if the Orioles can keep this thing rolling. The positivity that we've seen here in the month of June, where they are 9-4. And with Manzo, believe it or not, he's already managed 27 games. They're 15-12.
Give him credit. Give him credit where it's it's earned.
You're ready to give him a pink slip every one series.
And do you hear he slipped points in there again?
Oh, he did?
He did.
Yes, he did.
But it was we're talking about our points for once. We're not talking about giving up points to the other team.
That's right. As long as we have more points than them. Did you see him for his soft-spoken nature? You see him MFing that umpire?
Oh, yeah.
On the Gunner one?
Yeah.
Because that could have been a check swing. I thought he went. Maybe got hit. I mean, there are all sorts of scenarios. He was mad because the home plate ump didn't look for help down at third. Gunner was trying to play it off like he got hit by the pitch. But either way, no harm.
Didn't you think the first pitch of the game, I thought he got hit in the elbow.
Right, replay said he did not. And if I'm Gunner, I get hit by the pitch, I'm selling it right there. There's a red mark. You just show him. If you get hit, there's going to be an abrasion. He just kind of took his K and went back and took it out on the baseball.
And if you don't get hit, but if you feel it graze that area, you got to go into sell mode.
Yeah. Or just fall down, roll around.
At the very least, you're forcing them to use their challenge.
Yeah, it was moot anyway because the ump rung him up. And then Manzo kind of went manic on the home plate umpire there. All right, let's get back to Harbs as we head into NFL lunch top of the hour as we're going to be talking to Bill Bender from the Sporting News. But John Harbaugh, again, talking about things relating to his ball club after OTAs, now looking ahead to mandatory minicamp, which starts tomorrow. Keaton Mitchell, he wants to return kicks. That's awesome, right, John?
Well, I mean, I would expect it, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, if I'm a running back or I'm a skilled player, I want the ball. Now they moved that touchback back to the 35, up to the 35, right? Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that people are going to give the guys a chance to return it, so I'm sure he's aware of that. And he wants the ball in his hands. So if we have a guy out here that doesn't want the ball in his hands, it's a receiver, a tight end, running back, or a quarterback, what are we doing? One thing we did learn last year, running backs with the new setup have really kind of thrived, you know, for whatever reason. Right. So, we got some guys we think can do it, Keaton being one of them.
Well, I think the reason running backs do it, you know, more so than receivers and stuff, just because of strength. You know, you can break a tackle. Running back can break a tackle. That's, to me, the biggest difference. And with running back, having Keaton Mitchell back there, I think it'd be great. And just because he's got burst, he's got speed, he's got vision, and he's got the ability to break arm tackles.
Isn't it wild how the NFL, after trying to just eliminate the kickoff altogether, it seemed, now wanted to be a prominent part of the game, 35 for touchbacks, but as we look, Vinny, today, going into tomorrow and then training camp, et cetera, et cetera. Mitchell, your kick returner. Wester, your punt returner. Is that what we got going on here?
There'll be two back on kickoff returns. I think it.
The old Justice olden Hill, days. Yeah.
Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell. Then, you know, I mean, to me, I don't know who I'd rather have. I mean, both will be really good at it, you know, and Wester's going to have the first chance. Let's just say that, Bob.
And then real quick, Tez Walker, a lot of excitement about him, and John Harbaugh's feeling that excitement himself.
Yeah, great question. Tez, man, you're he's welcome. Just way more confident, you know, way more certain, you know, when he runs a route. You know, he's off the ball. He's in his break. He's out of his break. He's upfield. He goes and gets the ball. Assignment-wise, you know, comes out of the huddle much more aware. Just a year in. So, you know, want to translate that now to the games and the competition. But I expect him to do really well. He looks good.
Yeah, he does look more confident. It looks like he's gained some weight. But the thing we've talked about Tez Walker all along was he has not played a lot of football. You know, he played at a small school, and then, you know, he had all the NCAA stuff with North Carolina where he had to sit out like 3 months and then came back. And, you know, we talked about Mack Brown wanted him to stay, and he came out, and basically last year was a redshirt year for him, just kind of learning. He didn't run good routes, you know, and now he's running better routes. And we talked about this last week. You know, he's getting his pads over his toes, and he's bending his knee because the ability to separate is the key thing for a wide receiver. And why does everybody talk about Bateman, the ability to separate? And why? Because of his body control. And that's the thing that Tez, you know, he can run fast, but you got to be able to get in and out of a cut quickly too. And that's where he's improved a lot. And you know, these next 2 days playing against the secondary and stuff will be good for him.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, going to have some NFL lunch with us next. Then the American League East Report, 1:15. Talk about what happened in the division over the weekend and talk about today's action as well. And the Orioles, as we've talked about for most of the morning now into the afternoon, played some good baseball. Jacob Calvin Meyer from the Baltimore Sun explains how much better the Orioles are now and how much better they could possibly get.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.